And now we go to Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Hello, Andrew. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Larry.
And it's all on today, isn't it, Andrew? So July 6th, the trade tariff day. How are global markets looking in overnight trading? What are we looking at here, Andrew?
Yeah, we're down to the brink, aren't we, Larry?
Yeah.
We're down to the brink. I'm not actually sure whether these economic superpowers actually thought it would come down to this. And I think the financial market wisdom was that someone would blink. But no, we've arrived there at July the 6th. And it looks like these trade tariffs between China and the US are going to be implemented. Interesting, Larry, in the last 24 hours, China has said that they won't fire the first shot. So obviously on a timeline point of view, they come into July the 6th first, ahead of the US, but they won't actually impose the sanctions until the US do. Now, Gao Feng, he's the Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesperson, he's also come out as well and said that, and made the very sort of salient point that of the $34 billion worth of Chinese exports that will be subject to the initial tariffs, $20 billion of that $34 billion are manufactured inside China by foreign companies, including American companies. So just sort of proving, I suppose, how blunt these measures are. But yeah, Larry, global financial markets are, I suppose, they're tentatively waiting the introduction of the tariffs, but they're pretty measured. I mean, overnight, Dow Jones and S&P 500, NASDAQ, they've all rallied. They're all up close to around 1%. Remember, you have got a holiday-affected week there. They've got the July 4th holiday, so you've got very low volumes trading in the US markets. European markets are pretty much all in the green as well. Interestingly, though, when you look at the Asian board, it's full of red numbers, full of markets that were lower in the last 24 hours. Shanghai Composite down 1%. It has been very weak recently as well. And the thing is, Larry, if we look at the backdrop, the economic backdrop, it's actually pretty encouraging at the moment. I mean, in the US, you've got strong labor market, you've got unemployment at very low levels. They've got tax cuts there too. You've got US companies that are forecast to grow their earnings over the next couple of years. You'll probably get US growth in the high threes, you know, the high 3%. European growth is encouraging as well. So look, the actual impact of these things on global growth is pretty hard to ascertain. And we've seen a number of estimates, but I think it really depends on how many of these tariffs get imposed and for how long. I mean, Angela Merkel in the last sort of couple of days has talked about the potential auto industry disruption as well. Look, Trump has said these trade wars are, in his words, easy to win. I guess we're going to see, aren't we, over the next couple of months.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll talk more about this next week. I'm looking forward to that anyway. Farmer confidence, it's not too good, is it?
Well, it's sort of balanced, actually, at the moment. Larry, I mean, we've talked a lot about business confidence lately, and that is definitely weakening. And the big question is to what degree that will translate into lower business activity and whether there's sort of almost an element of self-fulfillment there, that they've got this lack of confidence, so businesses don't invest and they don't grow their businesses. Now, Rabobank has released the latest Rabobank Rural Confidence Survey. So what's happening in that sector? That gives us a bit of a view there specifically. Now, remember, Larry, earlier this week, we got that unexpected fall in global dairy trade outcome. So that's part of the context here as well. Look, farmer confidence has fallen, and it appears to be concerned over Mycoplasma bovis. Now, confidence is still technically in positive territory. I mean, we have had good commodity prices, not only in dairy, but in other products as well. But 26% of farmers expect the rural economy to improve. That was 27% last quarter, so small fall there. Mm. But the number expecting the rural economy to worsen has jumped significantly. It's jumped from 12% to 24%. And 78% of those cited Mycoplasma bovis and the eradication process as a key reason to that view. I mean, if we look at the broader agricultural economy, sheep and beef farmers, well, they're in negative territory. They're not too happy at the moment. Big fall in the horticultural sector, though, Larry. They were at plus 34 in the last quarter. They're down at minus 9. So I'm not sure what's going on there. But we'll keep an eye on those dairy prices, though, over the next couple of auctions.
All right, Andrew, briefly, quick numbers.
24,330 on the Dow, they're up 157. S&P 500, 2733. NASDAQ, 7570, they're all up. FTSE 100, 7603. Nikkei, 21546, they were down 170. Shanghai Composite, 2733. The ASX 200 closed 6215. We gained 37 on the NZX 50 to close at 9062. On the currencies, 0.6784 against the US, 0.9190 against the Aussie, 0.5804 Euro, 0.5132 pounds, 75.08 yen. Gold, $1,256. Brent crude, $77.97.
Thank you, Andrew. Talk next week, Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.